opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And let's go live now to downtown Reading, site of the Pancake Breakfast, and Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio live on location.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we're down at the Gulch. We're having pancakes. Well, we're not having pancakes, but 10,000 of our closest friends are.
That's correct.
Good morning.
We're down here, and you don't want to miss this. Absolutely. In case you're wondering what the oorah was in the back, you can't miss it because, well, they were on yesterday. They opened the rodeo last night. They will be in the parade Saturday morning. They will be in the rodeo. Well, who are we talking about,
Carl?
We're
talking about the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. This is one of a kind of unit. They have they travel all over the United States, and they think that Reading is going to be one of their favorite places to be. They're having a great time, and it's because, you know, people from Reading show their appreciation
to
the military.
Let's just talk about what happened yesterday with the photo op down at the rodeo grounds. I mean, the mayor came and did a proclamation. The city council did a proclamation. The cowboys did a proclamation. The Reading Rodeo Association, and so
the police
exactly and
the county supervisors.
There you go. So here we are. What we love about the place that we live in is everybody gathers together to do this great welcome. We love you. Thank you for serving our country. Thank you for being here. We want you to know what Reading's all about. So they've got to come back because there's way more to see.
Oh,
here.
No, there's not. They're just getting started here for 4 days. Now, today we're going to be having a variety of guests as they come by. I can see Sheriff Jim Pope. I can see Gordon Baugh, who is the top puncher of the Cowboys. There's going to be all types here. But we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to be talking to Marines. We're going to be talking Mounted Color. We're going to take a break.
This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR. 1460.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's Spinning Frisbee Canine Team, Doggy Personality Contest, and Agility Course. Visit the Arts and Crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM. Or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
All right, now let's go back live to downtown Reading. More from the Pancake Breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio.
And we're close. Well, there's thousands of our closest friends all coming by to say hello.
People are driving by and not really sure what the Gulch is. Well, the Gulch, of course, is down by the Cascade Theater downtown. $4. I mean, just park and walk. You're not going to believe this is just an awesome, beautiful morning. We're going to be about 81 degrees today. And by the way, don't want to go by without making the announcement that Waterworks Parks opens today. And we're sorry to say that Teen Talk was canceled this morning, but that's because we're out here live on the
It opens Saturday.
At
10 a.m.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I just knew that we had to make the announcement today.
That's right. Because
okay. Shout out.
They're opening a week early, and they're going to be open at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay. We'll bring back Teen Talk again. But right now,
we've got with us the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard and the NCOIC Gunnery Sergeant Bate. And tell us your full name and how long you're just taking over this, right, Gunny?
Yes, sir. Name's Gunnery Sergeant Michael Bate. I got here in June of 2010. Was a company gunny for Headquarters Battalion. Got orders to come down to be the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to take over Gunnery Sergeant McConnell. Originally from South Philly, so it's a new thing for me.
Have you ever ridden horses before?
6 months ago, when I first got on my first one.
Oh, you
and you're riding in parades here.
Yes.
On Mustangs.
You
on
sit
Mustang,
tall,
that was
buddy.
The thing. Headquarters Marine Corps said you're going to come down riding Mustangs. I was like, yes, we got cars. I get down here, it's a horse. Two different things.
Okay, now who's with you here today?
Corporal Ryan.
And Corporal Ryan, how long have you been with the Guard?
I got to the Mounted Color Guard on January 1st.
Okay, so and where did you come from?
I was stationed in Miramar, working in the correctional facility aboard Miramar in San Diego.
And you decided to apply for this, huh?
I did. I requested it and got lucky enough to get accepted and come down here and ride horses.
Well, is this a well-kept secret?
Yes, sir, it is.
It is, huh? Okay, now, how many events do you all go to a year?
Roughly 45 we did last year, sir, all the way from Washington, D.C. to Cody, Wyoming to Oklahoma to you name it, all across the country.
So you're traveling a lot then?
Yes, sir.
So, now, tell us a little bit about your horses.
All of our horses are adopted from the Bureau of Land Management, some Utah, Nevada, around that area. Once we pick them out, we pick them for their disposition and color. They're all Palomino Wild Mustangs. And once we pick them out, we send them to Nevada Correctional Facility for 100 days for the breaking process. And then they send them to us.
So they go to the Nevada Correctional Facility there, and I think I've seen a
documentary.
A documentary on
it's
that.
Fabulous, the
about
documentary.
That, the prisoners taking care of these horses and training them like that. So then after you get them, what kind of training do you do with them?
Anything and everything that could possibly happen in a rodeo or parade. We try to throw everything at them and make them as bomb-proof as we can. So during events, they're good to go.
Okay. Well, that you've got another Marine in here. Sergeant, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Sergeant Darren Cole.
And how long have you been with the organization?
I got to the unit February of 2010, so just over a year.
Okay, and how many events have you been to since you've been there?
I believe we did 57 last year, and with this year, another 10, 15.
Okay, so what is the strangest thing that you all have run into in a parade?
I couldn't even answer that.
I mean, people coming up and waving at you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I just love the visual on what's the craziest thing.
Trying to pet the horses while we're in a parade. There's some pretty crazy things going on.
Okay, but nothing that would be, I mean, that would come up and cast aspersions on Marines or
not at all.
So, in other words, you've been welcomed everywhere.
Yes, sir. They like us well, especially if you've seen us in the Rose Bowl parade. They just love us down there. They come out there. They're shaking hands. They're just happy. They're happy that we're out there.
Well, okay. So, how would you rate Reading as a place to come to for a parade? There's a lot of smiles here, my friends. A lot of smiles. So, how would you rate this?
Top. It is. This is one of our top events.
Top events. Well, that's good, like, you know. That. And we just got you all up here for the first time, so we're very, very proud that you all have, because you have your choice, as we tell everybody, of where you can go. You can pretty much pick and choose.
Yes, sir. We were going to go to the Torrance State Parade. We found out about you guys. We canceled them and decided to come to Reading. Great town. Great.
We feel flattered and honored.
That's right. And there's a lot of smiles in your faces, huh, Sergeant?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So have you found places to go to in town? I mean, there's a couple of places here that we read Bibles in the evenings and the Christian Fellowship over here on the other side. In fact, there's a couple of places right next to this place that are called Johnny's Cat House. You probably don't know about that.
No, sir. Where's that at?
No. Hey, look, we've got the Mounted Color Guard.
This is great fun.
United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We're so happy that you're here. I know you're going to have a great time. But we can't forget the main thing here is that yeah, many of you all are combat troops, had combat tours, and we think about Marines, we think about our sons and daughters that are out right now, and we just appreciate the fact that you're here, but we also appreciate the fact of your service, and the fact everybody here, like, you know, will thank you, as I think they've probably been doing since you've been here.
Thank you, sir.
We want you to come back around. We want you to come back around again. We know that there's so many people who want to shake your hands and see. Yeah. You know, full uniform. These guys are going to be in the rodeo tonight and in the parade tomorrow and the rodeo tomorrow night.
And today at Turtle Bay, if you want to come down and meet the Marines, if you're not going to do it right now because they're going to be walking around here and if you get a chance to meet them and say hello at Turtle Bay today at the cafe, we're going to have kind of like a meet and greet too. We're going to have a little lunch there. So come on down.
Turtle Bay Cafe.
At the Turtle Bay Cafe. And if you can't be down here in the morning, come on by and see us today around 11:30 or 12 o'clock. All right. Semper Fi, gents.
All right.
We'll see you a little bit later.
Coming up at the next after the next break, we're going to be talking to the Reading Rodeo Association, the president and the vice president, the big honchos. You know, Think Pink is tonight. We're going to be talking to Silas Lyons. We've got a bunch of people here you're going to be wanting to talk to that are downtown right now. Don't want to miss it. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Linda. Let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading is family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco is offering 20% off body labor for dings and dents with mention of this ad. So hurry in. This offer is for a limited time only. Also, the Ambassador Paint Service is just $299. That's right, only $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss these specials. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whenever you're better get Maaco, call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles by us.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. and pontoon ski and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist. I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money?
Want to get away?
From the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
On KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
7:21 this morning at KCNR 1460 AM. Our live broadcast from the Pancake Breakfast continues with Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I tell you what, if you're not down here on May the 20th at the Gulch with a 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 of your closest friends, you're missing out on something here.
And right now we have the guys in red. You know who they are. It's the Reading Rodeo Association. And these guys work all year long to put on probably, if not, the best rodeo going on in the United States. We've got 3 days of incredible events plus the rodeo parade. So right now I'd like to introduce once again to Lee Ellison and Frank Silva. Welcome to the program. What's going on?
Yeah, Frank here is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. Tell us about it, Frank.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great experience and stuff. And, I'm really enjoying it. And we've done a lot here and getting a lot of really accomplished to, put on this great rodeo for everybody here locally. So it's, they need to come out.
Yeah, they sure do. Now, I tell you what, too, you've got some of the top-rated cowboys in the nation in this rodeo, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Right.
And we got 25, 30 of them, I think, in the nation that are here competing. So it's
Worth money here to them. And this is they put it into their circuit because, when they ride, we've got added money. And plus the fact it's just a great rodeo.
Yes, it is. The purse is pretty good here. We put up about $80,000. And when they kick in their share and stuff, they leave here with a pretty good purse.
That's good. Now, how many people do you usually expect on a rodeo night?
Every night, on an average, we expect anywhere between about 6,500, 7,000 people.
We pretty much sell out every year, every.
Well, Saturday night's the closest.
We're going to be
close
there
on
tonight.
Thursday and Friday night, so.
Yeah, we can encourage everybody who's listening to come out and woohoo in the stands.
That's right. And it starts. What time does it start?
The pre-rodeo starts at 6:15. The main rodeo starts at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the mutton busting and a few other things going on with the kids, you need to come out and be out there by 6:15 tonight.
And tonight is Think Pink. Let's not forget. Tonight is, and what does that mean, gentlemen?
That means Think Pink. It's great. It's a good program and stuff. And, we have a good program, and we like to raise a lot of money, and we contribute pretty good to the Think Pink Foundation here in town.
Yeah, you do. Okay, hey, look, let's talk to Lee Ellison here for a second. Lee, good morning. You're the vice president.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so your duties here are...
Well, I'm also on the rodeo committee, so I work the rodeo. My duty is to be out in the arena with the judge, and I take his scores and transfer them up to the announcer's booth. I want to touch on one thing.
Sure.
We're going to have a lot of the big cowboys tonight. And last night we had some of the best sets last night and had great rides. We had one that made a 91-point ride. So that's going to be a tough one for the Cowboys to beat tonight.
That's 91 out of 100, my friends.
That's
so
right.
So that's getting right up there.
I don't know, Lee and Frank, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but when Carl was at Camp Pendleton, there, what did you do? You used to ride bulls, so you totally get what's going on here.
I totally do, and wouldn't even get near one now. That's like about 40 years ago, you know, we had the Camp Pendleton Rodeo, and they would allow, you know, we'd go out and they'd allow us to ride bulls and, you know, Bronx and do all types of stuff. It only took me like 8 bulls to realize this was not something I wanted to do the rest of my life.
Well, Carl, I'll tell you what, I can get you down in the arena with me and let you get close and personal.
Carl would probably be the clown
right
now.
What are we going to go and slap a bull's butt? Is that what we're going to do, Lee? Yeah. Run up and slap the bull's butt.
It's the least I can do for you.
Well, we're talking about the rodeo here. Of course, we're down here at the Pancake Breakfast. If you're just tuning in, we're on KCNR 1460. Come on down. Everybody's here this morning for the Pancake Breakfast. And we always know that this is one of the biggest events besides the rodeo. Let's talk about tomorrow night's closing. But tomorrow morning is the parade.
That's right, big parade. And it's over 200 entrants? Is that what
I
heard?
That's what I understand, that there's a lot of entries this year, and it should be a great parade. A lot of floats, and the Cowboys put on a great parade for us. So
they do. And it's going to be started out by the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And we've still got a few of them around we're going to be grabbing and pulling in here,
we'll
too.
We'll weave them through the day. We got about 4 minutes left before we have to take our big break. So, gentlemen, thank you for all that you do. Do you have any closing thoughts here while we're live on the air about what's going on that may be different about this rodeo? Is there something that's unique about this rodeo as opposed to all the other ones to encourage our listeners to come out? Maybe the rundown of the Cowboys?
I wish I had my day sheet. I don't have it with me, but we're going to have a couple of the second and the fourth top money winners in the bull riding this year. Tonight, we've got a number of them from the 10th, 11th, and 12th are going to be here. All the big Cowboys are here because of tour rodeo. So the only thing I'd have to add, remember, it is Think Pink Night, so wear a pink shirt. We're proud to support the Think Pink.
So,
thank you, Lee.
I can't say much more to that. And he's down in the chutes and stuff. So I kind of try to look over, observe everything. So anyway, like he said, it's Think Pink, and we'd love to see you guys all down there tonight. Thank you.
We would like everybody to do that. This is a great event here in Reading. Now, I've got to ask one more question to Lee. All right, when you're down in the chutes there, what's been the most exciting moment?
Well, last night, one of the things happened. I was standing alongside one of the bulls, and he wanted to get out and come up over the top and come close to hitting me in the head. So, it's a little fast and furious down there.
Well, it's only like about 2,000 pounds of pent-up energy right there.
Yeah.
And he's just not real happy being there, huh?
When he wants out, he's going to tell you about it. And, and the other thing always is when we have people don't realize, but the horses are almost more dangerous because until they pull the strap off of them, they'll run and run and run. So we look both directions all the time and look out for each other, because when them horses come by at about 40 miles an hour, they can hurt you pretty bad. So.
Absolutely. It's not, this is not a sport for sissies. And the other thing, too, is that the Cowboys, they make the money during the ride. I mean, there's not like a cowboy union there that says, oh, no, this bull is too tough.
When you get and watch these athletes work on a bull or a horse, them animals are just as big an athlete. And there's 50 points on the bull and 50% on the cowboy. And the better they buck, the more money they make. So it's a great event, and I'd like to have everybody come.
All right, Lee and Frank, thank you so much. We're talking to the Reading Rodeo Association. You guys do not want to miss. This is such a great time. We had a friend last night that we talked to who had never been to a rodeo, took his family last night.
Never been to
it's
a rodeo.
It's time to come down and
rodeo?
Be in part of this whole thing. We got to get ready for a break here. You are listening to Carl and Linda Bott here. We're live on remote down at the, what do we call it, the Gulch.
This is the Gulch, and we're having breakfast with thousands of our closest
friends.
Come and
have some pancakes.
Come on down and see us and see the Marines.
We'll be right back after Fox News. This is KCNR 1460.
And we've got to stretch it for one more second. Our guests have just been Frank Silva and Lee Ellison. Now we've got 10 seconds. All right. Join us after the Fox News.
We've got
more Marines. We've got a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is coming up on 7:30. We'll be back with more of Carl and Linda right after a check of Fox News. This is KCNR, home of Free Fire Media. It's 7:30.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the session in the red, retailer Gap slashing its full-year earnings forecast, and the dollar gaining strength. Gap says commodity costs are rising faster than it can raise prices on clothes. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 85 points. Liberty Media bidding $1 billion for Barnes & Noble. The bookseller has been struggling with competition from Amazon.com and losing share, especially in digital book sales. Liberty Media owns interest in QVC, Starz Entertainment, Expedia, and SiriusXM Radio. As part of the deal, Barnes & Noble's chief executive must keep a stake in the company and have a role on the management team. And the former head of the International Monetary Fund will be released on bail today. Dominic Strauss-Kahn will be under 24-hour-a-day house arrest at an apartment his wife is renting in Manhattan. He has put up a $5 million insurance bond and will be watched by armed guards. His lawyers say these arrangements will cost Strauss-Kahn $200,000 a month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare, whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA, Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded. When you have no time to spare, get Quick Spare at Advance Auto, Meyer, and Tractor Supply.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Forever Woman Mastectomy Boutique, Spectrum Prosthetics, High Cap, Interim Homestyle Services, Willow Springs, Welcome Home Assisted Living, Shasta County Adult Services, Compass. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the hardworking people at Northern Lights, would like to remind everybody about the ethanol-free 93. Not for only your weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws, but it runs great in your watercraft, motorcycles, and all those off-road buggies and Jeeps. We also have the two-cycle oil mix, motor oils, and synthetics. And be sure to have an extra barbecue bottle sitting around. We've got the 2.5-gallon ones, just came in. We don't want anybody running out on Sunday. In Corning, ask for Robin, Vanessa in Weaverville, and in Redding, there's too many pretty faces to list. So just come by and give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
7:34 this morning. Let's rejoin Carl and Linda Bott live with Free Fire Radio from Roaring Gulch in downtown Reading.
Yeah. Welcome back to Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
And good morning. And I think what we have here is probably one of the most handsome men in a cowboy hat I've ever seen. And he is a true cowboy, but he is also a senator and an assemblyman, and we know who he is. He represents us so well, and we're talking. Thank you for being with us this morning, Jim Nielsen.
Well, Carl and Linda, how do you all? And welcome to Reading Rodeo.
Absolutely.
Big doings up here. You know, we do rodeos right in Northern California.
We do, and, you know, and the thing about it is that we know we do it right, but, you know, we've got some people here with us today, United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They do rodeos all over the United States. They do parades. And I'm telling you what, here on the air, they said this is their favorite already, and they've only been here for 2 days.
And what a great representation for our United States military in this venue. And, you know, I was listening to your show driving up just a little bit ago. One of these fellas has only been riding horses a few months.
Yeah, the NCOIC is from Philadelphia, and yeah. He's 6 months he's
been
riding.
That's pretty impressive. And these are Mustangs, okay?
Yeah, this isn't something out of the park.
Mustangs broken by inmates. This is a great combination here.
Yes.
Well, you know what? At least they have a job.
Yeah, right? they've got a good job. Well, you know what it is? It's fun, and it's a great bringing together of the community. You get 10,000 people down here eating pancakes and sausage and stuff and fellowshipping and just the excitement. I was looking at passing some students walking up here, and they must stop by here on their way to school, I guess. I don't know. Pretty exciting.
Well, they were talking about a number of students that were going to be bused in today there for the breakfast, and I think it's great, personally. You know, it's like you said, the camaraderie here, this is just another example of what makes Reading into just really, really a great place to live.
I like the idea of fellowshipping. That's a great terminology. So,
well, it's ways to bring the community together. Sometimes there are divisive issues that cause us problems, but this is really what it's about. It's about community. You are a part of something special. And if you're a part of Reading in North State, California, you're a part of something special, folks.
You know what?
Well, we appreciate you coming by and giving, just being, you know, the voice of so many issues that you fight for. You really are approachable, and like I said, you're walking down. Please come on. Yeah, come on over, and we love that about you.
Well, it's great. We don't have to worry about issues today. We're about horses and bulls.
That's, you know what? That's
and roping.
And pancakes.
And pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes.
And I'm going to go get me some.
All right. Jim, thank you so much.
Have a great day,
folks.
Nielsen,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Hey, you know what I wanted to share with you guys is that we have free tickets that were just given to us for Confederate Railroad. If you can't make the rodeo tonight for some reason, we've got tickets down here free. What they're doing, folks, is they are doing a fundraiser, but they want to get you in the house. And that's tonight. Confederate Railroad is a group, and we've got like a load of tickets. So if you feel like grabbing your family for some reason, like you said, you can't do the rodeo, it's the Cascade Theater here. The show starts at 6:30, so it is rather early. And these are like really great seats. So free tickets. Come on down to KCNR. We are out here right in front of Vintage. You'll see us. We're all family here tonight. We're across from Q97. We're down from the Cascade. We're, you know, just
we're
come
all
on
out
down
here. That's right. And these are free tickets. Make a donation when you get down there. These are for the kids. But we've got free tickets to Confederate Railroad, which, you know, the group that's had numerous hits. But speaking of having numerous hits and
hits
being very
and
popular.
Beautiful on top of that.
Here she is, our mayor.
Lady in Pink.
Missy MacArthur.
Missy MacArthur.
Hey, I'm sure you've been inviting everybody to come on down. This is just such a great community event. I've been here every year since I was a little kid. I just love this to death. It's so much fun.
Well, you know what? This is, and I kind of envy you because you have been able to do this, is come down and see this because this is just a lot of fun. This is we've come down a couple of years, but this is the second year that we've been here on remote.
Well, second year since you and I have started KCNR.
That's
this
right.
is our second year broadcasting live, and we couldn't do it without Bob and Brenda Belongi. But boy, I'll
Bad
tell you,
Bob's here.
It's a beautiful day. The weather feels great. And, you know, Missy, when we see, like I said, you're walking down on your way to go have pancakes and share, like Jim said, fellowship. And, you know, again, you also do such a great representation of representing our city council, always approachable, always can listen, fight for people. And, you know, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate all you guys do, too, especially bringing the U.S. mounted, say the words.
U.S. Marine Corps mounted color guard. You kind of enjoyed that. Yes,
oh,
you gave
boy.
Them a proclamation.
Yeah.
And they're
did.
Tough to look at, folks.
Oh, my goodness. No, they're not. You better come down and check it out.
And they're walking around here right now. Just the Marines in the dress blues. So come on down and join us right here at the Gulch at the Pancake Breakfast. This is Carl and Linda Bott and Free
Thank
Fire
you,
Radio. And
Thank
CNR.
You, guys.
1416.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, what are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy, I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay, Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM. Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Where it's now 7:43, 17 away from 8 o'clock, Free Fire Radio continues with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting live from downtown Reading at the Reading Rodeo Pancake Breakfast.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We are down at the Gulch today, broadcasting in remote with 10,000 of our closest friends wandering through here, eating pancakes and sausage and drinking orange juice and some coffee and all those things. I'm seeing Miss Reading Rodeo wandering through here and many of the princesses. But, you know, we've one of the things we've been talking about this week is the fact that we have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. And with this right now are two of our nation's finest. And the Gunnery Sergeant McConnell is here, has been the NCOIC, the non-commissioned officer in charge of this unit for how long, Gunny?
I'm coming on 3.5 years now, sir.
3.5 years. Now, the Gunny, when he's finishing this up, where's your next assignment there?
Next assignment is the first civilian version. I am retiring in 55 days, sir.
55 days. So you must have seen a lot during this last 3.5 years.
I have seen just from one side of the country to the other. It's been phenomenal. The, you know, the public support and the outpouring of our pride, of American pride, has been phenomenal.
So you would say that your welcome has always been good then?
Absolutely.
Okay. What's been the most unusual thing that's happened to you all that you can talk about on the radio here in the last 3 years?
As far as unusual story comes to mind, where we were getting ready for the Tournament of Roses parade, and it's the large parade on New Year's Day.
Yeah, down Pasadena.
And my Marines were tacking up the horses, getting ready. We're going through the final checklist. The colonel was getting ready to ride, and guys come up to me and say, "Gunny, we forgot the stirrups." So for the colonel's horse, we have forgotten his stirrups. So I had my left guard give up his right stirrup, and the right guard had to get up his left stirrup, and they rode one stirrup 5.5 miles through the Tournament of Roses parade.
I imagine that's kind of like you're kind of like leaning into that one there without having to.
That was an improvised, adapt, overcome moment right there.
There you go. So okay, now you've got a sergeant with you.
I've got Sergeant J.C. Marks from Idaho right here with me.
Good morning, there, Sergeant.
Good morning.
Now, what part of Idaho?
Lewiston, Idaho, up towards the north.
Okay, so how long have you been in the Marine Corps?
I've been in 7 years.
7 years. How many tours have you had overseas?
I've been on four tours.
Four tours, okay. And have all been Afghanistan, or is it Iraq also?
No,
or?
I went to Afghanistan twice, and I went to Iraq once, and then I did foreign public relations in Southeast Asia, helping train their military, and they teach us some of their cool tactics as well.
Oh, okay. That must have been an interesting tour.
Oh, it was. It was a new experience from going from combat to public relations and being able to be so versatile and having new experiences. It was nice. It's like being in the Mounted Color Guard. It's just a completely different experience, and it's nice to see the other side of the Corps.
Now, how long have you been with the Color Guard?
I've been with the Color Guard for about 9 months.
Okay. And how do you get into the Color Guard? I mean, this is obviously, there's probably a lot of cowboys and well, people from Philadelphia too, but you know, we have a lot of Marines come in from the West, and a lot of cowboys in the Marine Corps in a good sense of the word. So how did you get into
it? Well, actually, it's kind of a big secret because
not so much anymore, but okay.
A lot of Marines don't know about it, and I didn't know about it before. And I had a Marine I did a couple tours with who actually found his way over here. And I called him up and said, "Hey, I'll be in California with you. I'll be doing the School of Infantry." And he's like, "No, I've got something for you. I'll let you in on a secret." And when he told me about the job, I was like, "Are you still in the Marines? Like, that sounds too amazing. Like, that's great." So he told me everything I needed to know. I contacted my monitor, and for infantry, it's a walk-on. It's kind of it's like a break for us.
Yeah, well, it is.
It's
tours,
just amazing.
Yeah.
So literally a 5-minute conversation with him, he said, "Hey, tell your first sergeant you got orders." I was like, "All right, let's do this." And I got here, and it hasn't let me down. It's amazing. It's a huge honor to be here. You know, it's a lot of pride, and getting to feel the love and represent the Marine Corps is just huge.
Well, I tell you what, Sergeant and Gunny, you know, this is, you all are well representing the Marine Corps too. You look great in uniforms. We were watching you handle your horses yesterday, and it's just it's an honor to have you all here, and we appreciate your service. And it's, yes, you're riding in the Color Guard now. However, you know, tomorrow, you know, we can all deploy again too, that kind of thing. And you're not even safe after you retire, so watch out, Gunny. Okay, so where are you going now from here?
We're headed up to the mighty Pacific Northwest, just a little further north from you guys, up to Seattle, Washington.
Okay, now that's where you're retiring to.
That's where I'm retiring. Oh, okay. But you meant as the Mounted Color Guard.
Well,
I have that one track train of mind right now.
I know, you're out. Was it retired on that? Was it road? You on the road
program?
Show?
Seattle's a good place.
Seattle's a great place, yeah.
But as far as the Mounted Color Guard goes, we're going to Valley Center Rodeo in Escondido, California. So we'll be there this weekend. And then Monday morning, we hit Canoga Park for the Memorial Day Parade. And after that, we are off to Oklahoma City to the Sergeant Grit Together out there in Oklahoma City.
The what? The Sergeant Grit Get Together?
Yeah, the Grit Together.
Oh, the Grit Together. Okay. Well, you get to do a lot of traveling, and how the horses taken out? Are they usually pretty good?
They're fantastic. They're old hands at this. They've been doing it, most of them, for about 10 years. So
okay.
We keep the horses till the age of 20, and then once they hit 20, we retire them out as well. So
and they are retired. They don't. You don't sell them or anything. They just go to a.
They just go to a good home, a family that just wants a big pet, and they're babied at the stables where we're at, and they'll continue to be baby throughout the rest of their lives.
And they also can say we were once rock stars.
Indeed, they are the rock stars. Without them, we would just be a walking color guard. So it's they're the real rock stars.
Well, I have to admit, when we were looking for, say, hey, somebody approached us about getting a color guard, from the Marine Corps, and for some reason it just clicked back on me that I know we had that mounted color guard, and I'm just so happy that it's worked out like that. Okay, hey, our guests have been the United States Marine Corps mounted color guard, and thank you again, one, for your service. That's the main thing.
It's
and,
our honor.
And thanks for being here with us.
Hey, thank you, sir, for everything, right. And thank you for the people of Reading for making us feel at home here. You guys have done a fantastic job.
Well, let's not forget that at noon today at the Turtle Bay Cafe, if you come on down from 11:30 to 1:30, you're going to have the guys there. You just get a chance to meet these guys up close and personal if you can't make it down to the pancake breakfast, but we highly recommend that you come down to the pancake breakfast. There's a lot of eye candy going on today. And also, we got the pancakes and the cowboys and the asphalt cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. Remember, tonight is Think Pink at the parade.
That's right. At the rodeo.
At the rodeo. Okay. Excuse me. I'm
all right.
Sorry.
We're going to take a break here. And we come back, we're going to have a couple more people wandering through here.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about the Coast Guard flotilla, too. So we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR. 1460.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you could pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Reading. It's better on the river.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
two, three, here we go.
Linda Lott, on the spot. Linda Lott, on the spot.
Hi, this is Linda Lott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not, or On the Spot with Linda Lott. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
7:55, 5 minutes till 8 here at AM 1460, KCNR. Let's go back to Carl and Linda Lott with more of Free Fire Radio from Roaring Gulch in downtown Reading.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Lott. We're down here at the Gulch. We're down here at Pancake Breakfast. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. 244-1988. Don't forget. Don't call that 800 number. If you want Dish Satellite, you talk to Doug Tooley at 244-1988. And also, remember what's happening tomorrow. Waterworks Park is opening up at 10 a.m.
That's a really big deal.
10 o'clock tomorrow morning. On Saturday morning is Waterworks Park, and they're opening up a week early. So don't forget to go down there and get into the water.
Hey, if you guys are flashing around on your radio dial, you're listening to 1460. We are broadcasting live here from the Pancake Breakfast right downtown in Reading. I mean, there's thousands of people down here, but don't let that. They come and they go. They come and they go. You will find a parking place. But we were earlier talking about water. Well, speaking of water, we've got the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla Commander, Carl Pierce. Hey. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Again.
Yes, again.
All right. Well, no, we want to keep just driving this home. In fact, you have some swag bags, some free bags here. Yes. But let's talk about what we need to, like, remind people on this Friday.
This Friday, we want to talk a little bit about safety on the water. And also want to encourage you, if you're looking for something else to do besides rodeoing tomorrow, we're going to be at Whiskey Town at Brown Lamp Boat Ramp, and we're going to have an activity going tomorrow talking about safety. We're going to have CHP helicopter. We're also going to have Coast Guard helicopter from Humboldt Bay. And about 1 o'clock, we're going to do an air water rescue. We'll have a gentleman drop out of the helicopter into the water. Our boat will pick him up, and then we'll pick him up off of our boat back into the helicopter. It's very exciting. And
like you see in the movies, but
yes,
this is like on Whiskey Town tomorrow at 1.
Yes. And also, just this is tomorrow is kickoff of National Safe Boating Week. And that's our big emphasis tomorrow is safe boating. We'll have a vessel inspection booth, and you can bring your boat out and get it safety inspected free.
Okay, we've got a couple minutes left. Let's throw it to Brenda Belongi here. Brenda.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Folks may know that Bob and I are both active members in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. In fact, our flotilla commander here and I just got our coxswain tickets, which are a lot of work, and that means that we get to be captain of the boat, and there's a lot of responsibility there. Our purpose out on the lakes and the rivers and the out when you see us is that we're all about boating safety. We want people to be safe out there, and if we come by and say, hey, you might not want to bow ride on your boat and that sort of thing, it is a good thing because the law enforcement officers will ticket you for that. We don't, but they will, and so we try to keep people from getting tickets. Also, remember, everyone who's younger than 13 must wear a life jacket on a boat unless they're in a houseboat that's enclosed, but if they're out on the deck, they really should have that life jacket on.
So that's a law. Under 13 has to have a life jacket.
Correct. Even
you
on the dock.
You can get ticketed on that.
That's correct.
Wow. I don't know if a lot of people, I mean, really, if you were going to go through the Pancake Breakfast this morning saying, did you know?
Well,
ABC.
We also offer safety classes. The vessel safety checks that we do are just to make sure that you have all of the safety equipment on your boat that you need. If you are just out there cruising around and doing something silly, law enforcement may stop you. But if you have one of our vessel safety check stickers on there, then they will know that you've at least got a lot of safety equipment on board.
All
so
right.
It's all a good thing.
Sounds great. Tomorrow, Whiskey Town, you're going to see it. Now, you also have some bags, some swag. We got a roll here, but you got some bags here with
some
safety.
Come on by, get some boating safety information, some good goodies, some swag bags. Come by the booth here at the breakfast and say I want one, and we'll give you one.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. Thanks, guys, for being on. Coming up, we got Miss Reading Rodeo and some more really great guests here. KCNR 1460. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They'll shake hands, then lock horns. President Obama about to sit down with Israel's prime minister, who is not happy with the new White House peace plan. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The meeting is expected to start in a few minutes and is expected to be tense after President Obama outlined the peace plan that redraws Israel's borders to pre-1967 maps. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN Dan Gillerman compares the president's speech to a dinner invitation.
And a few hours before dinner, advising him that all the dishes on the menu are going to be dishes he either dislikes or is allergic to.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says retreating back to 1967 borders is indefensible, but the president argues it's necessary to move the peace process forward. Dave.
Jared, NATO fighter jets on the attack again in Libya overnight, going after Gaddafi's naval forces and attacks and airstrikes in three different ports. Another Republican is ready to make a run for it in 2012.
Tim Pawlenty finally prepared to formally announce his presidential candidacy in Iowa come Monday.
Fox's Carl Cameron says the former Minnesota Governor Pawlenty has
been working on this candidacy for the better part of the last year and a half. He's been one of the earliest candidates to get out in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina.
Can you lock up a 14-year-old and throw away the key? They can in Wisconsin. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper details this live.
Dave, Omar Ninnem's attorneys say life without parole is an unusually cruel sentence for a 14-year-old. The Wisconsin Supreme Court agrees, but adds he was properly sentenced and the crime was senseless. Prosecutors say Ninnem and four others beat and chased 13-year-old Zong Vang up a hospital parking ramp in Green Bay, where he fell five stories to his death.
He was screaming, crying, begging for his life. Don't let me go. Don't throw me. Don't drop me. And they threw him over.
Ninnem is now 27 years old. Dave?
Jennifer, on Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow down 105 points. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Here's another Home Depot advantage. A special buy on 1.25 cubic foot bags of Miracle-Gro potting mix for just $6.88. That's a guaranteed low price on potting mix proven to grow plants and vegetables up to twice the size. Plus, find it lower anywhere else and we'll beat it by 10%, which means even bigger savings on even bigger plants. All thanks to Miracle-Gro potting mix for just $6.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
To live life fully, you need to be able to manage your pain. At Safeway, we can help you do just that. At Safeway, you'll find the right relief with smart solutions like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. Count on us to deliver the relief that works best for you, so you can live your life and enjoy your plans. Even better, you can find selected Advil and Thermacare products on sale now at Safeway. Get the relief you want so you can really live. Use these products as directed.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn woke up in jail. Tonight, he hopes to be living in his wife's apartment in New York. The disgraced former head of the International Monetary Fund waiting to go under house arrest.
A New York City judge decided to let Dominique Strauss-Kahn out of jail, setting his bail at $1 million and a $5 million insurance bond. Right now, the former IMF chief is bunking at Rikers Island, but soon he'll be confined to an apartment, watched by an armed guard. Yesterday, he was indicted by a grand jury on charges that he tried to rape a maid at a posh hotel near Times Square, something he denies. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
The first spacewalk of Endeavour's mission is over.
Good work, everybody. Nice support, and thanks to everybody on the ground for getting up early and helping us out today.
Two astronauts spent over 6 hours doing maintenance and experiment work outside the International Space Station, though the walk was cut a bit short when one of the carbon dioxide sensors stopped working. Thor has ruled the box office the last 2 weeks. Today, he'll walk the plank.
What has become of my beloved Pearl?
Johnny Depp is back as Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
also starring Penelope Cruz.
Hardly appropriate for a first mate.
Was I the first?
The fourth installment of the franchise is about a mission to find the elusive Fountain of Youth. But Pirates isn't the only franchise with a big release this summer. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 is the final installment in what has turned out to be the most successful film franchise in history.
Let's finish this the way we started it. Together.
A film we haven't heard too much about yet, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
The drug has radically boosted brain functioning.
You mean increased intelligence?
In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
You know who we won't see this summer? Arnold.
I'll be back.
But it's going to be a delayed return to Hollywood for Schwarzenegger. The former California governor is delaying any film projects as he deals with the affair and love child that has broken up his marriage. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're live on location this morning. Carl and Linda Bott are live at Roaring Gulch in downtown Reading, site of the Reading Rodeo Pancake Breakfast. So let's rejoin Carl and Linda with more of Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Hey, we're down here at the Pancake Breakfast down in the Gulch on right down by Vintner.
Vintner's Wine Bar and Restaurant.
Vintner's Wine Bar and Restaurant, and across the street from the Market Street Steakhouse. And we are here, and we're inviting everybody down to come visit us and join us.
It costs $4. And, it's perfect. You see all kinds of kids here right now. I've got balloons. There's about, I don't know, usually there's 10,000 people that kind of roll on through here on their way to work. They stand in line. They support the community. This is really, I believe, probably the top of the list of something that's really brought on that really involves the community. You see all kinds of people that have represent the community with as far as assemblymen and senators and mayors and the head of the Cowboys and head of the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. And speaking of somebody who is a leader in our community, has worked very hard to earn her title as Miss Reading Rodeo 2011. Please welcome to our show,
Miss Reading Rodeo,
Sierra Taylor.
Sierra Taylor. Okay, I knew that it was, Miss Reading Rodeo, Miss Taylor, but Sierra, what a fabulous name.
Thank you.
And so what has this year meant for you?
It means the world to me. I grew up with the Rodeo Association, and I've wanted this my whole life, so it's very rewarding.
Now, what are your duties as Miss Reading Rodeo?
My duties, they kind of range. I have this week the Reading Rodeo. I've done so much charity work. Pretty much whatever they ask me to do, I do.
Okay, now, so there's a lot of personal appearances.
Yes.
Now, how do you get chosen for Miss Reading Rodeo? What do you have to compete?
You apply, and you go through the competition, which has horsemanship. You do horsemanship patterns, horsemanship knowledge. You do speeches, modeling, impromptu questions.
And it's a long process. It's like a three-day judging process to choose the Miss Reading Rodeo. Is that right?
Each part of the contest is a day in itself, and they happen over a three-week span. And we actually have clinics before that. So total, it's about 2.5 months.
Okay, so when do you, how long is your reign?
For 1 year.
And when do you pass your crown?
This August.
Okay, so August. We'll be there to support you, I think. And so we're going to see you tonight in the parade.
Tonight at the rodeo.
I mean, at the rodeo. I keep saying the parade because it is a parade inside the rodeo grounds, the way that the beautiful thing. But we'll see you in the parade as well tomorrow morning.
Yes.
But we'll be there at the rodeo stands tonight.
Awesome.
And so when you have to pass your, do you call it a crown?
Yes.
Do you get to keep a crown?
We don't. It's perpetual.
Okay, it's perpetual.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't
Sierra
give you,
Taylor.
So you just can't, like, put it up on your book stand or something like that afterwards, huh?
Nope, they just pass it down from queen to queen.
You want
to
Come down here, folks, and again, park your cars. You'll find a place. Come down and meet Miss Redding Rodeo. She is in her beautiful pink top and her cowboy hat with her crown. You really represent the title very well.
Thank you.
So what does Think Pink mean for you tonight?
Think Pink is very, very important. I think it's awesome that we support breast cancer awareness as much as we do, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all that pink tonight.
Yeah, I think they're saying pack ain't batter. Come on. You know, they're walking just around here. That's what that is.
Try to go to Dan. We may have him.
We're on the air, guy.
Well, you know what? We really appreciate you coming down and saying hello and what you do for our town.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You very well represent us here.
Thank
so good luck, and we'll be seeing you tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
Miss Redding Rodeo, thank you very
Sierra
much.
Sierra Taylor, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we've got Sheriff Jim Pope is going to be on right after this break. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist, I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
8:13, 13 past 8 o'clock this morning here at AM 1460, KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. We continue with our live Free Fire radio broadcast. Carl and Linda Bott are in downtown Redding in Roaring Gulch at the Redding Rodeo Pancake Breakfast.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. May the 20th. And there's a couple of things we need to talk about today before we get started, because it's going to be a beautiful day today. And tomorrow, of course, we have the rodeo parade.
The rodeo parade.
We have Waterworks Park is opening at 10 a.m. So, you know, get your kids down there. They're going to open. They're opening a week early. And then tomorrow night at Anselmo's, we're celebrating Linda's birthday.
Yeah, but it's open to the public, right? We've got a
That's jazz night.
I'm going to say it on the air. It's a tiara night and I am going to wear a proud Lululemon. I'm going to wear a tiara, and at the end of the night, I'm auctioning it off for our charity of choice. So come on out and play with us. It's going to be a dress-up kind of a senior prom, if you will.
Yeah. Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Joe and Shelley support our community and our veterans and all types of these events and fundraisers. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and also Espresso Joe's, which is not just coffee, but now, you know, when it's getting warm, they're doing the ice drinks, the smoothies, and we're going to be talking about that some more. But we've got a special guest with us right now.
You know what it's like when you hear the epitome of cool, and you hear, like, who's cool? You know, who's cool and just walks down the street and is cool? And the epitome of cool is with us right here this morning. You know, you got it going on there, I got to tell you. And so who are we talking to but Sheriff, always cool, Jim Pope.
Hey, good morning, Carl, Linda. You guys mind boggle me, I guess.
You just can't help it,
yeah,
can you?
Thanks for being here. We appreciate you and what you stand for, not only the radio, but your patriotism and always involved. And I'm just listening to some of the things you've got to be there, be where, here, there. And I know I'm busy. I think I'm the only one knows I'm trying to be retired. But it's great. Great to have you out here this morning.
Well, you know, it's true, though. You know, Jim, you are in so many places. You're there to help with fundraisers. You're there to give talks to the school children. In fact, you're just doing that today. I think you got, about a 1,500 member.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I know we had about 2,000 last year and down to rodeo grounds to be sharing some thoughts with them and a lunch.
And Jim has a reputation that while you were a sheriff, which, you know, still people have this utmost of respect for you. I love it. That you would hear that would never happen on Jim Pope's watch. That just, you know, it's you're the guy that is, you know, really has a great reputation of really toeing the line.
Well, you know, as a law enforcement officer for almost 43 years, and I've always tried to serve our community, serve county, do the best I can. And we tried to serve, protect, and all that, and a little more. I always believed in a personal touch. If we can do, if we can help, whatever. And I just tried hard, and I'm still. People ask me. Just somebody asked me, morning, what are you running for? I said, no, I'm not running for anything, kind of running away from some stuff. But anyway, people supported you over the years, supported me, helped me here and there. And, every, you know, and I can't forget that. And I want to remember the folks in our county always for how they helped me and treated me, helped the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, rodeo, the Asphalt Cowboys, the pancake breakfast this morning is wonderful. Thousands of people out here.
And I tell you what, there's a line, but you know what? They move that line real, real quick through here.
Well, the Cowboys got it together, and with the support of so many volunteers helping us, they moved, and they got it together. They start showing up here at midnight. They set up yesterday, start showing up at midnight, 2 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, we had a line out here. The Cowboys try to have a little breakfast around 4 or 5, 4:30. And get ready, and since I've been here this morning, we've had tables full all around.
Yeah, it's just all around us. So many people, and you know what the it's just another example, and I can't say it enough. It's just what Reading means to us is that when you have people out like this in a community spirit, the way they've welcomed the Marines coming in with that honor guard, with their mounted color guard, it's just one of those things that just another reason to stay here in Reading.
Well, you know, with the United States Marine Corps here yesterday, that was a great media time, and at the rodeo last night, they're here this morning, they'll be at the rodeo all and some other functions, and of course I'm teary-eyed when I'm a veteran supporter, and of course I'm a vet, but I'm still a supporter of these people. One for these people, and I shared this at the funeral the other day for Preston Dennis.
Yes.
If it wasn't for our veterans, our military today, you wouldn't have the privilege of being here with the liberty and the freedom that you have that we enjoy right now.
That's right.
To be here this morning, doing what you're doing and talking to a lot of folks, the Rodeo Queens and everybody else, old sheriff, and just being thankful for patriots
that are out there on those walls right now.
Yeah. All right, Jim.
They're out there right now.
Thank you so much.
So, okay, and I know we're going to be seeing you soon. So, yeah. So if you get a chance, stop by Turtle Bay, the cafe today with the Marines.
Yeah, I think when I get done down at the rodeo, I'll slip on by for a few minutes. But we got to pat these guys on the back and support them in every way we can.
You bet.
So God bless you.
Oh, bless you. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
God. Okay.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. We're live down at the Pancake Breakfast here on KCNR 1460. Coming
Here's
up,
Victoria
Phil
Curtis
Smith
of
KIXC.
Cars California Auto Repair and Smog, speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
The Reading Rodeo Pancake Breakfast is in progress at Roaring Gulch in downtown Reading. And let's go back live to Carl and Linda Bott now with more of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we're down at the Gulch with 10,000 of our closest friends.
In case you think it's really loud, well, it is, and that's okay because we're just enjoying the pancake batter. It's the Asphalt Cowboys. There's thousands of people down here, but you know what? They come and go. So come and bring bring your family. It's $4 a person to have wonderful pancakes, and we're getting to meet all kinds of people this morning and to say hello. And of course, We really want to put our hats off and embrace our next guest, who's moved here to take over and run, not take over, but run and breathe new life. Breathe new life into KIXE, which of course is our local television PBS station, and we'd like to welcome Phil Smith.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it couldn't be further from a dictatorship. We're obviously member supported, and we're listening to our members for what they want to see and hear.
I didn't mean it, but you know.
But you know what? That's the way it should be. I mean, this is a local station that people support, and that we should have on their programming that you know that represents the cross section of the community.
Well, we're of course proud to bring the PBS lineup of kids shows and family shows, nature and history, and all that. But at the same time, we're really still working to expand our local coverage of the North State community. Which, by the way, we will be using some experimental high-definition equipment tomorrow and recording the parade at 10 a.m. And we're going to be basically staying up all night posting the parade, putting it together. And it should air, God willing, Sunday at 7 p.m. if all goes well. So please tune in and see how our experiment works as we're not only trying to bring local television to the North State, but we're trying to bring it in high definition.
We're going to be announcing the parade tomorrow at when it starts at 10 o'clock. And we're going to be, I'm not sure where we're going to be at, maybe by the judging area there. I think that's where they're going to put us.
We're going to be in one of the stands announcing the parade, which is really our honor. It's really great. And you don't want to miss that. I know my folks are coming in from Sacramento. They're going to be joining us tonight for the rodeo and tomorrow for the parade. And I mean, I grew up outside of Placerville. We had a rodeo that was kind of a small town feel. Well, this is a small town feel, but it's the national people who are just incredible cowboys. These are professional cowboys that'll be there tonight. And of course, tomorrow we have how many? More than a gazillion. They've got more entries than they've ever had before.
A gazillion?
In the parade.
Is that more than five? Okay,
yeah,
there's
going
to be like 200 entries tomorrow for the on the parade.
Well, my family and I went last night to the rodeo. It's only the second rodeo I've ever been to since I was probably 4 years old and grew up in Denver, Colorado, and Ohio. And we went to the Red Bluff Roundup a couple of weeks ago, and my whole family went last night, and it was unbelievable. We had a great time. I have to admit, my favorite is the bull riding.
Oh, it is. I mean, how can you not like a 150-pound man getting on a 2,000-pound bull and fighting him to a stand and pin still, huh?
And thinking he can.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing to watch, especially the fact that those guys know when they get on there that even if they stay on the that they're going to come off. They're going to fall down, and then they got to run from a stamping mad bull. It's amazing.
And that's why those bullfighters and those clowns are worth their weight in gold to the cowboys.
Yep, that's my hero is the rodeo clowns.
Oh,
who stand out
what.
There and slap the bull in the face and distract him long enough to let the rider get away.
Well, you know, Phil, I just want to be the first one to make this announcement that Phil Smith and I on Saturday, he didn't know this yet, but on the finale of the rodeo, Phil and I are going to go out and we're going to have a bull slapping contest. And we're going to turn a bull loose in the arena, and then Phil and I are going to run out and slap the bull.
Okay, I need a few more cups of coffee before I'm ready to do that.
Okay,
right,
and I tell you what, if it doesn't start by 7:15, then that night, then we won't do it. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Thanks, Phil Smith.
Thank you so much for being here and for what you're doing here with KIXE.
Well, thank you so much for your radio presence in the local community, and we definitely need to see if we can join forces in the name of good old-fashioned local television and radio.
I think that's a great idea. Okay,
hey,
Phil Smith, thank you
here.
So much. No, we've got 3 minutes left, honey.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Phil. We don't want to forget the fact that we've got some free tickets here that were given to us for Confederate Railroad, which is happening tonight at the Cascade Theater.
It's a benefit for Matt and Rachel in their fight against cancer.
Right.
Young children from here, and they've been fighting cancer for years. It helps defray the expenses. It's the Confederate Railroad, a national recording group, and they're going to be here tonight. It's going to start at 6:30. We have free tickets. We have free tickets right down here at the at our table here down in the Gulch. And we're in anything, you know, they'd like to have the people come up, you know, make a donation. But this is for two of our children here.
Confederate Railroad had several number one hits. They are a country, international country, big stars. Oh, and we see that our
we got to get sheriff back
Tom
after
Seiko
the, if we can get him
here.
After
Wait.
The break
Save
over.
Some of that batter from me. Oh, here we go.
How much time we got left there, Bad Bob?
Oh, okay.
Okay, a little over
well,
a minute.
Well, here, just...
Hey, Sheriff Basinko. Good morning, Tom. Okay,
there
we're
we
on.
Are. How's everybody doing this morning?
We're doing great. How's the pancake flipping?
It is coming along great. I just got off the stove there. The lines are still a little bit long. They started at 5 a.m. this morning, and we'll probably serve over 10,000, maybe 11.
You know, is there anything you're not involved in, Tom?
I'm involved in quite a bit of stuff.
You are, but you
I
know
love
what?
Our community.
You know what? It's because you love the community, and you know what? And we appreciate that fact.
Yeah.
You're not somebody that sits back in a. In an ivory tower. That's
no, I'm
for
a
sure.
hands-on guy. I like to be involved and be working.
Well, that's
you Dan, know you spoke to the USMC.
Great
mounted
oh,
color guard.
We've had them here twice today so far, and then yesterday they came in on the show, and we're just really proud that they're here.
They are really, really happy with the hospitality that Reading has shown them. In fact, I've already heard they wanted to come back next year. We're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Well, I think that they just said, "Hey, hand us the request because we want to come back."
We're working on that as well.
Okay, we've got to take a break here for the news. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest just for the last couple of minutes has been Sheriff Tom Basinko, who is involved with everything in our town.
Come on down and have some pancakes.
There you go. We've still got it left. We still have pancakes left. Okay, we're going to go to the news break. When we come back, we've got our last segment here for the last 30 minutes. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Where the time is 8:30, we'll check in with Fox News and then come back to Carl and Linda for more of Free Fire Radio live from Roaring Gulch, side of the Reading Rodeo Pancake Breakfast this morning.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A face-to-face today between President Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister amid an uproar from Tel Aviv over the president's call for Israel to roll back its borders to where they were before 1967. Benjamin Netanyahu sharply critical of the plan.
His office expressing surprise and shock that they had not been warned that President Obama was going to say this. Palestinians are receiving the suggestion warmly, but they are furious at the news that Israel plans on building over 15 new housing units on disputed land.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley in Jerusalem. And the field for the 2012 presidential contenders gets more crowded. Tim Pawlenty expected to formally announce his candidacy in Iowa on Monday.
Pawlenty's been working on this candidacy for the better part of the last year and a half. He's been one of the earliest candidates to get out in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina to start the campaigning.
Fox Radio's Carl Cameron, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, McDonald's Memorial Chapel, Curves Fitness for Women, Senior Side Insurance Agency, Addis Healthcare, The Vistas, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, and State Farm. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the hardworking people at Northern Lights, would like to remind everybody about the ethanol-free 93. not for only your weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws, but it runs great in your watercraft, motorcycles, and all those off-road buggies and Jeeps. We also have the two-cycle oil mix, motor oils, and synthetics. And be sure to have an extra barbecue bottle sitting around. We've got the 2.5-gallon ones, just came in. We don't want anybody running out on Sunday. In Corning, ask for Robin, Vanessa, and Weaverville. And in Redding, there's too many pretty faces to list. So just come by and give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
8:35 this morning at AM 1460, KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. We return now to Roaring Gulch in downtown Reading, site of the Reading Rodeo Pancake Breakfast, and more of Free Fire Radio live with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott right here and down in the gulch. KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I'm sure DC Tim and the man in black are probably down here having a pancake breakfast with the rest of us. Then they're going to open up. Remember, it's Man's Last Stronghold, finest barbershop in the area, and they give discounts to veterans. That Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
And because of our afternoon or our morning here and that we're really on the fly, we really need to it's kind of thrown us a little bit off of our schedule. We've been taking people, but we want to thank our sponsors that help the KCNR and Free Fire Radio every day. Dr. Leia, Advantage Eye Care, B&T Satellite, Tobacco and Brew, and so many other people who support us here in order to have our radio station. And one of the great thrills that we have is are the people that we get to meet. The people who have led our community, that have done so much. And one of the shining stars that has recently happened for our great community is the chapel up at Igo Cemetery. And the man behind making that happen is Senator Maurice Johansson. Welcome to our program this morning, Senator.
Thank you very much. And Colonel, nice to see you this morning and your beautiful wife.
She's
quite elegant, you know.
Well, she is, but you have that same wife also that is elegant. And, you know, the reason I get invited to things is because Linda's there.
And
they've said to me, okay, that's nice. Can you sit down and let Linda speak?
You know something? I understand things like that.
You know, hey.
I understand it. No, this is a great time for everybody to get out. And I see people here I haven't seen since last year.
Well, you know, that's true. And, you know, what do you think about this this mounted color guard, the Marine Corps mounted color guard? I see them walking around out here.
They were beautiful. I don't care if they were Marines or not. They were great.
They're definitely a vision.
They're a presence out here, that's for sure. And they're down here.
No, that's really good.
Makes your heart proud.
So I'm glad to be down here for some one day a year at least to fill up a good coffee. All the sugar I can lay on it, the pancakes, and all the cholesterol I can plow in. Oh, I love it.
I'm hungry.
You know what? You have to do that, too, because, I mean, you have to do it to support what's going on down here. You have to eat those pancakes. You have to do that.
It's so wonderful to see all the little cowboys and cowgirls that are out here, too. We've got just this gamut of our community, just this wide range of it's wonderful. It's like this, you know, colorful piece of art, and that is our community moving through here. And you've been so involved with our community, Maurice. We just thank you for coming by to say hello to us.
That's quite all right. You know, when you go down here in a place like this, you see what Reading in our community is really all about. You don't find this kind of activities anywhere that I know of, and that's what makes Reading us in Shasta County very special.
Absolutely, you know, and that's, you know, it's funny when we get this from the Marines that come in, because they go to 47, 48, you know, parades and events every year, and it's a lot of them, and they've said that this one, their welcome is second to none here. You know, their favorite place was Cody, Wyoming, but they think that this Reading can become their favorite place to visit, just for the way that they've been greeted and how they've been taken care of.
Well, I tell you, they looked sharp, and I know all going to be very, very busy here. and I'm going to get my fill. You know
okay.
what I mean?
You go. Okay, we're going.
All right.
Thank you so much, Senator.
Senator Maurice.
Thank you.
And we also want to remind you that today, I mean today, that's May 20th, this Friday afternoon, thank you, we are going to be at the Turtle Bay Cafe. You know, Joe Catania runs that place, and we've invited the Color Guard, the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, to come and you can meet them and have a sandwich, just kind of hang out and talk with them. They're going to be up close and personal, and it would be a great time for you to join us. KCNR is hosting them. Come out and see us and shake hands, get pictures. It's really going to be a special time tonight. Of course, they'll be opening the rodeo. Tomorrow, they'll be in the parade. And Saturday night, look at these little cowboys around.
Yeah, I know, I see these little buckaroos here. You know, one of the things too is that, you know, we do, you know, Free Fire Radio does, you know, does a lot with the community. But we talk a lot about politics and, you know, taking stands. But, you know, today it's not political.
I was thinking the same thing.
Today is a Clydesdale horse walking by right now. And today is
down
little buckaroos with their chaps on. They're coming down. So that, you know what, this is Reading. This is. And somebody,
the Budweiser, big old red,
somebody
to pick up the poop.
That's right behind him. So
you know, it's real. This is real.
I almost made a political comment. I'm not going to do that. We are here to have a good time.
No.
Join us down here. Come on by and say hello. And right here on the tent, we're right down by the where they're cooking pan. So this is Carl and Linda Bakke, CNR 1460.
Wind River Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, where it's 8:43, 17 before 9 this morning. It's a beautiful morning in downtown Reading. The pancake breakfast continues at Roaring Gulch, and we're there live. Let's rejoin KCNR's Carl and Linda Bott with more of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We are down in the Gulch here for the Pancake Breakfast Live. Okay, we all have this about, a man in uniform or like bull riders. Like, they are the bomb. Well, with us this morning, we've got, not only are they bull riders, they're handsome boys.
Yeah, so let's introduce ourselves here. You are?
Luke Hott.
Okay, Luke, hold that up close to you.
Luke?
And you're?
Sean Hogg.
Sean. Okay,
Luke,
well, welcome,
Sean.
Welcome
Perfect.
To the show. Now, Tri-County's Bank is kind of like your sponsors here. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. They're the ones that brought us in here.
Okay.
Today.
And you're signing autographs, and you're going to be in the rodeo tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
all right.
Okay, now,
yes, ma'am.
Where are you from?
Ooh.
I'm from Weatherford, Texas.
Weatherford, Texas?
Yes, sir.
And you?
Odessa, Texas.
Odessa, okay. Now, do you all travel together? Is this something, or you just kind of linked up on this? Or
me and Sean, we usually travel together.
Okay.
Yes,
now, how long have you been riding?
I'm 25 years old. I started riding steers when I was 5 or 6 years old. So
5 or 6?
Professionally since 06.
Okay. So. And you?
I started riding when I was 15, so about 10 years.
About 10 years. Well, people, I don't think, realize, do you have a union where you don't have to ride really bad bulls, or is this is totally American cowboy, right?
No, it's American cowboy. There's no union here. No, sir. We're not going on strike, and the bulls don't care about any kind of unions.
There you go. How many rodeos you all go, would you say?
We went to about... We usually go to over 100 rodeos a year. We went to about 120 last year.
So that means you're on the road a whole lot.
Yes, ma'am, a whole lot.
Wow.
Now, the Reading Rodeo, have you been here before?
Yes, sir. Last year was our first year here.
So how do you like it?
I liked it a lot. It's a great rodeo.
Are you treated well here? I mean, does it seem like there's a lot of excitement?
Yeah,
that?
They have really good hospitality, and the stock's really good, so...
We like to hear that, folks. You hear that? That's excellent. Where do you go from here?
We're actually going to Hayward Sunday.
Hayward?
In Hayward, California.
Okay.
To Texas.
So you have to travel with your, give us a visual of when you travel. You're on the road, you're carrying, you're driving your truck. Do you have what do you have with you? How do you go?
As bull riders, we don't have to carry horses around or anything, any kind of livestock. So we've got a gear bag and our clothes and maybe... driving a truck and camper, maybe we're in a car sometimes. Like here we flew into Oakland actually, since we're going to Hayward Sunday, and drove up here in a rental car. So that's kind of the...
Wow, that makes great cocktail conversation. So what happened? I met a professional bull rider on the plane. And then just to pick your brain about what it is that you guys do. How did you go from amateur to pro? That's curious. That's a curious question I would ask you.
So, when you started on, usually when you're five and you started like 10 years ago.
Yes.
What's that, is this something this is what I want to do as long as I say I can?
Yeah, I wanted to ride ever since I was a little kid, and I finally got the opportunity to start riding, and I liked it. So, and then you turn 18, you can buy your PRCA card,
mm-hmm.
and you just got to work your way up through the ranks.
Yeah, just a childhood dream. That's it. All I ever wanted to be was a cowboy and rodeo, and I just get to live out my childhood dream.
So you're living your dream.
I'm really blessed
here, huh?
To do that.
Well, thanks for being on our show, you guys, and best of luck to you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So it's not easy though. I mean, this is travel. You have to go. I mean, you're traveling. If you're traveling to 100 rodeos, how much time are you on the road?
What'd you say? During the summer, we'll stay gone for 2 or 3 months at a time, and not really get to go home at all.
Okay. And are you married?
Sean's married.
Okay.
Married, yes, sir.
So that
he's got a beautiful wife around here snapping some shots. Is that her?
No, she's not here.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. We don't go all the way back
to... she's probably with Tri-County Bank. Take you some people. Well, we do have some beautiful people here in Reading. So, and you guys are again. It's great. Come on down, meet the cowboys, meet the bull riders, and meet...
There's something about you two that remind me of the Marines. And I'll tell you, I was in for 30 years. And your attitude. And that's a good thing. It's that you're, self-confidence that you have, that these Marines have.
Well,
it's because, you go out there and you're used to putting it on the line. And which many, many, many people, and even more, unfortunately, they're never going to know about.
Right.
They don't have to put it on the line, and you all do every night. So we appreciate that, just like we appreciate our Marines.
Well, we appreciate those guys. They put it on the line for us every time. So it's
Well, you know, again, thank you so much, and I hope you have I hope you all ride real well and you stay safe.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and you've been listening to Carl and Linda Bott here. We're down live. Oh, boy, we have bull riders. We've got, wow, I'll tell you what, we've got Patriot Guard riders. We have, oh, my gosh, and don't forget, we do have Confederate Railroad tickets that we're giving away tonight. They need a full house, you guys. And that's kind of thing that if you can't make it to the rodeo tomorrow night, or tonight, excuse me, this is an opportunity for you to do that. So there's the plug for the Cascade Theater, free tickets there. Also, come down and get some flotilla bags, which would be for water safety. That's going to be happening tomorrow, Whiskey Town at 1 o'clock, where they're going to have that helicopter drop somebody out into the lake and then retract them again. You weren't here, but that's happening tomorrow at Whiskey Town.
Well, you know what else is happening with water? Water Park.
Water Park
is opening tomorrow at 10.
Waterworks
Park is opening tomorrow at 10 o'clock. They're opening a week early.
Talk about a jingle that sticks in your head.
Almost like on the spot with Linda
Bott. Well, anyway, what a fun day. And you know what? It's gorgeous.
It is. And you know what? I see so many people. How much time do we have before a break there, Bad Bob? Oh, he's saying do it now.
All right. We'll be right back, Casey, in our 1460.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, "The Chamber helps me grow my business. Chamber's like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433. Or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important, your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back
down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and let's rejoin Carl and Linda Bott for our final segment live from downtown Reading, the Reading Rodeo Pancake Breakfast continuing.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We're down, and that's our last segment. We're down on a remote down at the Pancake Breakfast, the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast. Thousands of people are here, and, you know, people are just really enjoying it. They're enjoying the sunshine. It's going to be a great day. We've had the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard here. We've had bull riders on. We've had politicians. We've had it all. But here is our special guest. This is our next generation of rodeo, and we want to welcome Maddie. Good morning, Maddie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So, do you like rodeo?
Yes.
So, did you get to see it? Have you seen it already?
Yeah.
Okay, when'd you go?
I went to
last night.
Last night.
Last night.
Okay.
And what was your favorite thing that you saw last night?
The Bronkin' Broncos, the horses.
The Bronkin' Broncos.
Yeah.
Okay, so you like the horses. Did you get to watch the bulls?
Yeah.
Bulls, you like them?
Yeah.
Not as much though. Right?
Yeah, they're a little scary.
Hey, how about the barrel racers?
I really like them.
Oh, you do. Now, do you ride?
Well, my mom's friend gives horse lessons, and I get to ride and get lessons.
It's good. Mm-hmm. So, are you from Reading?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. Now, how many rodeos have you been to?
We usually go to one every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now, who's this? Is this Jack? Say hello, Jack.
Hi.
Hi. Now, how old are you?
Three.
Three. Now, is Jack, do you go to rodeos too?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite part?
I want to have anyone.
Will?
The what?
On
here's your and your brother is okay. On his he's got on some headphones, but I promised I wasn't going to ask you guys unless you really wanted to talk, because I know you love rodeos. We want everybody to come out and see what you guys did last night, right?
Yeah,
and you're going again back Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So you're going again on Saturday to rodeo.
Okay.
Saturday.
Okay.
Are you going to go to the parade?
Tomorrow's the parade. Tomorrow morning.
Oh, maybe not. That's okay. But you know what I like? I like the idea that our younger generations, I mean, these are like my grandchildren age. Not in fact, I'm only 30 years old. But you all are coming back and you like rodeo.
Yeah.
So, okay. So every year. Mm-hmm. And do you think you might become a barrel racer?
Maybe.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah.
But we're okay. Well, thank you so much, Maddie, for being here. And
thank
Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And our future Cowboys of America. Well, they're not
okay,
future.
Got,
they are Cowboys.
We got
Cowboys
Jack
and Cowgirls.
And what's your other name? Tim? Dave. No, Dave. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Gabe. Oh, my God. At least he's Gabe.
Yeah,
Gabe.
Right. Oh, Gabe. Okay.
Gabe.
Anyway.
And you know what? They all have darling Roper boots on, and they are totally attired.
Managed boots.
They are
definitely
out there roping up a good time today, and we'll see you guys out at the rodeo Saturday night.
Yeah.
So thanks for being on with us, you guys, this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we've got a few minutes left here for the shows, and you know what? We've got so many things going on. Now, we want to remind everybody that we have the greet and say hello. And then, of course, tonight's the rodeo. And then tomorrow we have the parade at 10 o'clock. And then from that, we're going to, you got, of course, rodeo tomorrow night. But then we're going up to Ensemble's, and feel free to come on up and join us up there. It's an open place. It's for Linda's birthday tomorrow. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, you know what, by the way, I just want to, do a shout out to Champagne Limousine.
They have just sold a new
ownership.
Right.
And so that's going to be a fun trip. We're going to all grab together. Oh, before
how much
we go
time
anywhere.
We got 2 minutes left. We got to say hello to
shout out to Doug and Bonnie McConnell.
Dr. Doug and Bonnie McConnell.
Hello there, folks. It's a wonderful day here. Isn't it great? Good to see you, Colonel.
Well, it's good seeing you, Doctor. Now, is this your first or second pancake breakfast here?
My third, Bonnie's second, yeah. Okay. And we come back for more. We actually brought up my daughter, Melanie, and her girlfriend, Mary.
Hello.
Come on over here and say hi.
Welcome
to, Reddy.
To the first time. Oh, they don't want to go. Okay, that's
sissies. Okay. Well, anyway, we appreciate you stopping by, and I hope you're having a great time.
Well, we are. I'm sorry we couldn't celebrate your birthday the other night, but I had it on my record that you weren't having any more birthdays.
It's tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow
night. But I'll just take it right now. Have
right,
it. I'll
here.
Get a kiss.
Okay, get a kiss. An on-air
I
kiss.
I like
wonderful
it.
There. Hey, love it.
All right. Well, have a great time today.
And you too. Great to
I'm
see you.
Not
okay,
shy.
We'll see you. Okay. Oh, look, we've got 1 minute left, and Senator Johannesen came through, and he got a autograph.
Yeah, it's going to happen today, by the way. Yeah. And by the way, you can meet again. I'm going to say it. You can meet the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard today at around between 11:30 and 1:30 out at the Turtle Bay Cafe. That'll be really nice to,
right.
to meet the guys. They've really, I think, just impressed so many people walking around
they
with
have.
Their uniforms and
the people are walking by waving.
Such gentlemen, just hasn't it been a great morning.
It's been a great morning.
Thank
you
know Brenda what? And Bob Belanchi.
We love this community, and the community is just outstanding. You know, it's okay. We've got to go.
All right.
It's Carl and DeBott, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Where we're about 15 seconds away from Fox News at the top of the hour. Thanks again to Carl and Linda Bott for doing a fine job broadcasting live from the Pancake Breakfast in downtown Reading, all part of the Reading Rodeo. Dennis Miller is next after Fox News here at KCNR.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. The White House face-to-face between President Obama and Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu underway, expected to strike sparks over yesterday's Obama speech on a two-state solution. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in D.C. with more.
The two leaders are expected to make brief remarks in a few minutes following closed-door talks. The conversation expected to be tense in yesterday's speech outlining Middle East policy. President Obama called for Israel to return to 1967 borders.
You don't do this to friends. So I really have to question the relationship.
Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Dan Gillerman, says President Obama's strategy leaves Israel in danger. Netanyahu has called the 1967 borders indefensible. President Obama calls his plan a starting point. Chris?
European Union nations giving President Obama some backup on his call to use the 1967 borders as the basis for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Britain, France, and Germany praising the move. An EU spokesperson saying the 27-member union has backed the president's principles on this.